This is a fireside chat. We've got Eric Werner and Jessica McGee, really makings of a really good chat session, fireside chat, except for the fire itself. By the way, you guys need more water?
Yeah, we need like five to ten more.
Yeah.
I thought we were bowling.
Yeah. So Eric is the current regional director of the Fort Worth regional office of the SEC. He's held that position for about a year and a half. And Eric, you've been at the SEC for how long? Do you care to disclose?
More fingers than I have, okay. Or toes. So I joined the SEC in 1995, after actually my last semester of law school. I left for a couple of years, but according to LinkedIn, they don't take that gap out. So I've been there for 29 years, which isn't quite right, but you get the point.
Got it. Well, and you've been in the Office of Chief Counsel for a while. You've been in the investigation side and, you know, climbed up. And I know you've also been a speaker at this conference a number of times, and really appreciate your support for that and glad to have you back. And Jessica McGee is a partner at Holland & Knight, and she heads up the Securities Enforcement Defense Team there. And you are also a former general counsel of a financial services company, and also on staff at the SEC, senior officer, enforcement division. Worked with Eric, I'm sure, as well. And I had the pleasure of working with both of them. Great people, very experienced, and look forward to hearing your conversation.
Thanks, Jason. It's going to be a real letdown from there, I assure you. Makings of a great fireside chat. Are you warm?
Yes, yeah.
Are you cozy?
I was hoping at least to have a video screen with the fake fire on it. But
I considered it. I thought about bringing one of my little lanterns from home, but I didn't. All right, guys. Glad to be here with you today. We have 30 minutes, so we're going to do a deep dive into 10 to 15 enforcement actions. So get out your pens and paper. Or we're just going to do a superficial commentary on a number of topics of the audience's choosing, I think, right?
I like option two.
Okay, let's do option two. Before we do option two, I'm going to remind you to do the thing you literally never remember to do.
And I was about ready to not remember it again.
Okay, let's do it.
So thank you for the prompt. Any comments I make today are done in my official capacity as the regional director of the Fort Worth office of the SEC and do not necessarily reflect the thoughts or opinions of the commission, commissioners, or any other members of the SEC staff.
But when I do file a lawsuit against the SEC in your office specifically, I will be requesting your draft talking points as discoverable witness statements that do bind the commission.
Just as long as you name me in the action as well, like
stipulated.
Several others have done so far this year.
Agreed.
That's
done.
Great.
You know, I was also sued when I was on the staff in connection with Mr. Pardo's action, nice. So we have that in common as well.
Nice.
Rest in power, Brian Pardo. So before we kick off into our audience-driven fireside chat, tell us a little bit about the office in particular, what's been going on in Fort Worth as we wind down the year.
As always, busy end of the fiscal year. Exam staff is trying to wrap up and not really necessarily make numbers, but the life cycle of an exam is such that they can regularly wrap things up around the end of the fiscal year. Enforcement staff doing a little bit of the same thing, but that's, you know, dependent on the case itself. But we are hopeful that we file in the Fort Worth office about as many enforcement actions as we filed last year, and the exam likely will file just about as many examinations. And that is a credit to the staff for many reasons, not the least of which is we are down staff right now. We have not been able to backfill lost positions on either side of the house. So for us to come close to or meet the numbers that we did prior years means that the staff is actually being more productive than they have in past.
You and I were talking a little earlier. Say a little bit about just how busy you all are. I mean, don't you all have sort of the busiest trial docket in the division right now, or one of the busiest?
Yes. And as you may remember, there's a monthly dashboard PowerPoint that comes out, and one of the last slides on there tells everyone how busy the trial attorneys are across the commission. And for as long as I can remember, the Fort Worth office has been one of the top three busiest trial offices in the commission. The number of active matters in litigation per trial attorney, we are back to number one again.
Congrats.
So, woohoo. But it's a combination of things. I mean, from not being able to backfill, we have an open trial attorney slot. We have active matters in litigation, and I think the Fort Worth office has prided itself in not settling for weak settlements, not sending things up to the commission. And if we think something is worth obtaining as part of relief for our client and for investors, we're willing to litigate over it.